I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We seem to be right in the middle of a new wave of Kiwi film comedy. I'm not saying they're all timeless classics, or any of them necessarily, but at least it makes a change from the frequent complaints about many of our films in the past. You know, the over-serious cinema of unease thing. The latest is an ultra-low-budget romp called Dead. Dead is the work of two popular figures in film and comedy here. Thomas Sainsbury is a prolific performer, playwright and Snapchat satirist. And Hayden J. Wheel is a frequent entrant in the 48-hour film challenge. So successful, in fact, that he's giving out tips on YouTube.
Always write bigger and more than you think you can achieve. It's better to cut back later on the shoot or in the cut rather than set out to make something mediocre. Don't worry if you wake up on the Saturday morning and the script is bad, because you can make it great with the execution.
And it's these tips that Wheel and Sainsbury have applied to Dead, essentially a 48-hour film writ large with a slightly larger budget. And from the start, it's clear the pair are good at making a very little go a long way.
Don't be afraid to look stupid when you're shooting, okay? Because when it's cut and you've got music and sound in there, it works. Limit your coverage. It's best to use your shooting time making the film and story feel big rather than doing 10 takes of one person's close-up.
It opens with a policeman, Jason Tagg, played by Wheel himself, waking up to discover he is in fact dead. Dead and in his undies, which is how he remains for the rest of the film.
I woke up in a barn. Then I realised I was
dead.
Cut to a lovable slacker nicknamed Marbles, Thomas Sainsbury, who has an extraordinary talent. He sees dead people, or rather ghosts, and acts as a conduit between the unhappy deceased and those they've left behind.
Neurological medication in.
Oh, is what makes talking with ghosts possible.
A useful person for the late Officer Tagg to make contact with if he's going to solve his own murder, in other words. Tagg finds Marbles hard at work acting as a sort of human Ouija board and presses him into service.
You can see me.
What happened, man?
Murdered.
That's a bumhole.
I need your help. I'm going to hunt the man responsible for my death and take him down.
Well, one thing you've got to give Dead is it looks and sounds terrific. The budget may be tiny, but director Hayden Wheel has managed to put together a very experienced crew. He's also charmed an impressive cast, including celebrity couple Jennifer Ward Leland and Michael Hurst as Marble's parents, one living, one dead.
What would you give to have them back again?
I didn't even make it on time to say goodbye.
Oh my God, Dad.
Listen, son, there are two feelings in this world that are completely useless, and one of them is regret.
The script advances in the standard 48-hour film manner, at a cracking pace, without looking back. It transpires Tagg is not the only recently dead. Prior to him, there were half a dozen others, all linked to a certain gay nightclub.
I've done a little rendition. So have you seen this guy around here? He's about 5'10". Here's a hood. That's not a mouth. That is a bandana around his mouth.
And because we need some women characters, each of our heroes is given one. Tagg has a sister, Yana, who finds herself strangely drawn to Marbles. And Marbles has a past, an even stranger ex-girlfriend who mysteriously vanished to reappear, if required, later in the story.
I'm finishing this.
No, Tagg, come on, man.
With or without you.
You're seeing this through.
I'm seeing this through.
It's a story that goes in several directions, sometimes at once. Coincidentally or not, everyone spends a lot of time ingesting booze and drugs. And there are more than a few nods to the films of horror director-comedian Jordan Peele before it's over.
Let's get to work.
Marvel.
I'm here for Marvel.
The good things about Dead are it's well executed and many of the performances are rather good, even strangely moving at times. But it does get a bit exhausting if you're not in the mood and feels rather longer than its modest 90-minute length.
You can do this, Marvels! Ah!
Come to Debbie.
Are you staying with us?
You're looking so buff, your body. You can look amazing at your funeral.
Unlike a 48-hour film challenge, it doesn't have an automatic audience. Despite the celebrity cast and some good jokes, Dead is a film that needs a decent-sized audience with a few drinks in it for it to work properly. And that's the trouble with low-budget filmmaking. Making the film is only half the job. A little film needs publicity just as much as a multi-million dollar big one, maybe even more.
Who are you?
I'm Dame Marbeck, and I can communicate with ghosts.
I mean, I'm no Bradley Pitt.
Hey, man.
And if you've spent all your budget on the film, that leaves nothing over for promotion. You can lead a horse to water, of course, but that said, you can't get a horse to drink anything until you have led it to water, often at some expense.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.